Labokan, the tailor, steals the king's outfit that has fallen into the workshop and escapes. He meets Omar, who is to meet his father the Tsar many years later. The tailor steals the Tsar's dagger from his fellow traveler and pretends to be the prince. The sultaness does not recognize him as her son. The young man is put to the test. He is ordered to sew a kaftan. Labokan sews it, but Omar refuses. The sultan brings two chests from the ferry. One has honor and glory written on it, and the other has happiness and wealth written on it. The false prince chooses wealth. The box contains a needle and thread. Omar chooses honor. He has a crown in the box. The deceiver is driven out of the country. Labokan discovers that the needle sews itself, and the thread does not run out. He becomes the richest tailor in Alexandria. The healer Tzelikos comes to Cairo with his caravan. He meets the man in the red cloak again. It turns out that the governor's daughter has ruined his brother and her father's entire family. With the help of the healer who cut off the girl's head, the stranger has avenged the loss of his home. Now he is an outlaw, the lord of the desert Orbison.